Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. If you'd like to learn more about new cultures, then you're invited out to activities to mark National Francophone Immigration Week starting this weekend. Réseau du Nord economic development agent Marie-Josée Tremblay says they're still finalizing the schedule, but there's a special event that will take place at College Boreal in Timmins on Friday, November 10th.
Where we're going to be offering a cultural evening, which is going to be some testing of 10 different countries and food tasting.
Tremblay says the week will be a great opportunity for the new Canadians to get out and meet new people in the community and create those connections. Visit the Réseau's Facebook page for more information on the week. Some winter bylaws are soon going into effect across the city. The overnight parking ban begins tomorrow and will last until the end of April. Officials say any vehicle parked on the street between 11:30 at night and 7:30 in the morning will be subject to a $50 fine, and the vehicle may be towed at the owner's expense. Other rules coming into play for the winter months include not putting snow from your property on sidewalks or streets and paying for a seasonal structure permit if you're setting up a winter car shelter. On the heels of pressure to reduce or cut the carbon pricing policy, the feds say no. Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says there are no more carve-outs coming after the government announced a three-year pause on the tax to people in Atlantic Canada that heat with oil. The government has been facing increasing calls from across the country to deliver a break to people who use all forms of home heating. And the Timmins Police Service is issuing a list of tips for little ghosts, goblins, and their parents, too. The service says all self-respecting zombies are likely to grunt at you to remind you of safe door-to-door trick or treating tips. Those include only crossing the street at corners and crosswalks, decorating costumes and bags with reflective tape or stickers, mapping out your routes ahead of time, and many others. Police add children will be excited and move in unpredictable ways tonight, and are reminding drivers to slow down and be alert. Stay in the know, sign up for daily and weekly news alerts direct to your inbox at mytimminsnow.com.